I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Russia and the U.S. remained far apart after talks Monday aimed at diffusing tensions over Ukraine. Moscow insisting on guarantees to halt NATO's eastward expansion and even roll back the military alliance's deployments in Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, Washington firmly rejecting the demands as a non-starter. With both sides dug in on their positions, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov said no progress was made on the central demand to halt NATO expansion. Rybakov insisted, quote, "We have no intention to invade Ukraine." He spoke after 5.5 hours of talks with his U.S. counterpart, Wendy Sherman. It's part of a flurry of diplomatic activity in Europe this week over a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. Afghanistan's Taliban confirms their senior delegates met in neighboring Iran with self-exiled key Afghan opposition leaders. The senior delegates urged the opposition leaders to end resistance to Taliban rule and assured them of security if they return home. The Taliban acting foreign minister Amir Khan Muttaqi and his team met with Ahmad Massoud, who heads what is known as the National Resistance Front, as well as Ismail Khan, a former Afghan minister and provincial governor. This is the first known direct interaction between the rival sides in Tehran. Taliban spokesman Bilal Karimi said that Muttaqi renewed Taliban assurances that it is striving to ensure a secure future for all Afghans to leave no reason for any resistance. More international headlines for you are on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Kazakhstan say nearly 8,000 people were detained by police during protests that descended into violence last week and marked the worst unrest the former Soviet nation has faced since gaining independence 30 years ago. Kazakhstan's Interior Ministry reported Monday that a total of 7,900 people have been detained across the country. The health ministry said Monday that 164 people, including 3 children, were killed in the unrest. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Monday. The president expressing his concern about ongoing hostilities in the country and recent airstrikes that killed dozens of civilians in the Tigray region. The White House said the two leaders discussed ways to accelerate dialogue toward a negotiated ceasefire. This comes after a year of civil war in the country that has left thousands of people dead and forced more than 2 million from their homes. The White House said Biden stressed the urgency of improving humanitarian access across Ethiopia, as well as the need to address the human rights concerns of all affected Ethiopians, including concerns about detentions of Ethiopians under the state of emergency. The Biden administration gave no indication of Abiy's reaction to the U.S. leader's concerns. Myanmar's ousted de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been convicted and sentenced to 4 years in prison. That's for illegally importing and possessing portable two-way radios and violating coronavirus rules. A source with connections to a court in the capital, Naypyidaw, told news outlets that Suu Kyi was sentenced to 2 years in prison for violating Myanmar's import-export law for importing the two-way radios, commonly known as walkie-talkies. The source said she received an additional 2-year sentence for violating the country's natural disaster management law for breaching the coronavirus rules. Monday's sentences come more than a month after Suu Kyi was convicted for inciting public unrest and a separate charge for violating the natural disaster management law for breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary elections. The 76-year-old Suu Kyi is facing more than 100 years in prison if convicted of the numerous charges leveled against her by the military junta. That's since she and her civilian government were ousted on February 1st of last year. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.